Hello and welcome to Radio Edu Talk. This is David Noble in Dalgety Bay in Fife, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show today Anne-Marie Imafadun, who is the co-founder of Stimets, and we're going to be hearing all about the work of that particular organisation and all the associated projects. So Anne-Marie, welcome to Radio Edu Talk.
Thank you for having me.
And could you just start by giving us a kind of background to you know, who you are and what you do?
Sure. So I'm Anne-Marie Imafadun, as you said. I'm CEO, co-founder and head Stimets at the Stimets. And that's a social enterprise based in London, but we operate across the UK and Ireland. And we are all about encouraging, inspiring and supporting girls and young women into what we call the STEM field, STEM meaning science, technology, engineering and mathematics. So that's what we do and what we're up to.
So can you say a bit about where Stimets kind of came from and what kind of particular issues the organisation aims to address?
Sure. So my background is actually within technology. I've always been incredibly technical and always been a girl, and I wasn't until actually working full-time in a tech role in industry and being sent to speak at a conference that I realized that, you know, being a girl in tech was a thing, or being a woman at that point in technology was a thing. But also at the same conference I had this kind of heard this messaging and heard the reality that the number of women that we have participating in these fields and in these careers and in this kind of parts of innovation, ultimately, has been falling actually over the last 30 years. And so I was in effect part of a shrinking minority. And if we look at the UK at the moment, you know, only 17% of those working within technology are identified as women. And across the whole of STEM, when we started back in 2013, that number was 13% across all of science, technology, engineering, maths. Famously, here only 9% of engineers are women, and so Stimets is born out of these facts in this situation, but the impacts that those numbers are then having on you know, societal problems, on the industry itself, and how that relates to girls and young women. So that's where the idea came from, or that's kind of where it was born out of. And the fact that, you know, often girls and young women have the option to pursue these careers and these fields of study, but opt out of that desire has been kind of socially conditioned out of them. So we're there to try and be the antidote and ensure that, you know, if a girl does have that potential, does have that interest, or can see that interest, that she's able to make it into the industry and be able to have an impact on our lives.
And in terms of your mission then, how do you go about tackling these issues? You know, as I understand, it's kind of things like hackathons that some people might know what that is. And also I know you have a big campaign at the moment. So can you give us a flavour of the activities of Stimets?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Stimets ethos is everything will always be free for the girls. It will always be fun for the girls, and there will always be food for the girls. And so the way that we work with them is we set up these spaces, these experiences, and these opportunities, really, for them to come and, in those free, fun-filled, food-filled environments, interact with the industry and have a better perception, better awareness, and better network within the industry, but also confidence in their own ability to participate. So whether that's at panel events that we run, whether that's at these hackathons, which are like coding weekends, where they come and learn to build an app or learn to build a website or learn about big data and then create something of their own from the knowledge that we've given them, or whether it's school trips that we do to industry giants like Accenture. We also match girls up with mentors across these companies, and then we have a mobile app that underpins all of it, where it's almost like having, you know, the Stimets team in your pocket, constantly giving you motivation, constantly giving you support, and constantly connecting you to opportunities.
So it sounds like it's a big challenge that you've taken on, Anne-Marie. So who's actually part of your team, and what kind of partnerships have you had to forge?
So yeah, you're right. It is a really big challenge. And we're actually only really working on kind of one tiny part of it, or one small part of it, which is looking at the girls and young women. Of course, there's a lot of work as well still to be done with women who are actually in the industry and women who are entering. But in terms of the team, you know, we're made up of quite a few different individuals, a third of whom actually have a technical background. So most of the team actually haven't actually pursued the typical or the traditional STEM career paths. And we're based, you know, across the country. But the types of partnerships that we have are with companies who want to make a difference and want to see a difference in their pipelines and the people that they've got within their workforce. So companies like Accenture or Salesforce or Deutsche Bank, who of course all employ people that have those STEM skills or those STEM passions. And it's all sorts of different companies from across the countries actually, who often end up working together at our events to inspire young women and girls and bringing their role models along. So it's really, really handy. And the latest partnership tour that we're doing is with Monster, the job sites, and we're doing a UK tour called Monster Confidence, that's using some of the resources that they have up on their job site for job seekers and bringing that down to the level of 15-year-olds who are considering what their first moves might be or what their first step on their career might be. And that's going, you know, across the country. We're going to be starting up in Edinburgh, we're heading up to Sheffield, we're doing Southampton, London and out to Dublin as well. So, you know, truly across the country, working with up to 1,000 young women to inspire them to have that monster confidence for their STEM careers.
And with that in mind, Anne-Marie, how do people find out more about the Monster Confidence? How can they attend these events?
So as with everything, it's free. You'll be finding there'll be lots of food, and it's monsterconfidence.co.uk for the Monster event. But if you're able to search for STEMETS as well and have a look at our Twitter or Instagram or even our website, there's more details up there as well for signing up.
So you've given us a real flavour of the work that you're involved in, but what about impact? You know, what's your kind of favourite stories, from recent times or in terms of recent campaigns?
So our impact over the last 4 years, we've worked with about 15,000 girls and young women directly across the UK, Ireland and parts of Europe. And I think for me, the impact is always those girls where we're able to see quite a big change in how they see themselves, but also in their career journeys that they're taking. So whether it's the girls and young women who come along and are incredibly timid and end up coming out of their shell and finding almost a home and a connection with the other young women they meet, to the girls who come along to a panel event. You know, we've had a recent testimony actually come through from a girl saying that, you know, she came along and she saw all these women on stage and she realized that it's not just Marie Curie that she has to look up to as a female scientist. You know, there's so many other women and lots of them doing so many incredible things, and she is actually studying physics now at university and is already wanting to come back and inspire other girls to follow in her footsteps and do physics, right through to girls who were on our very first cohorts for some of our programs back in 2014, who are now working in industry and then now getting their companies to come back and sponsor and be part of that. That's how much of an impact we have, that they now want their present companies to come back and help and inspire. But I think my favourite story is one from a very early hackathon that we did. In fact, our first hackathon, where we had two sisters come along, both of whom came because it was a girls' free food event. So the free food does work to entice people in, but came along despite the fact that, you know, their brother was always teasing them to say, you know, they are really bad at computers and they only break the computer. So they came along to say, to see how it would go, even if they were in a girls-only environment. And they ended up building this app that helped people order Starbucks before they get to the Starbucks. So you kind of order it and your coffee is ready and waiting for you. I think they're inspired a little bit by the Starbucks that was in the venue that we were using. And this app worked and they were able to present it and they actually won a prize, which was a great sense of pride for them. But having gone from breaking computers to award-winning or to prize-winning apps over a weekend, and part of their prize was that they got to go to a larger tech conference and meet some real startups. And it was really funny, this kind of moment when the girls ended up bumping into a startup who had created the exact same idea. However, they weren't two teenage girls. They, you know, they were fully blown adults who had had careers and had gone to university already, and were you know, big adults. And for them, it was you know, heartening, and it was almost surprising to see this idea we came up with over a weekend is something that real adults are working on for real. Which there's nothing like the confidence boost that can give you.
that's a great story, and I'm also many listeners to Radio Edutalk are practicing teachers in the classroom, whether that's in Scotland, the UK as a whole, or further afield. So can you tell us about the specific work of STEMETS in terms of working with schools, pupils, teachers, and can you give us an insight into the STEMillions clubs that are around the country?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, sure. So, in terms of working with teachers, for us, we see teachers as being on the front line and actually doing a pretty hard job. So we see our role as that to support teachers rather than necessarily to give them any more work to do. So our school trips are a big feature of that, big part of that, where we actually coordinate free trips to a STEM company that's within an hour and a half radius of your school, if we've got a partner that's there. So you and you're able to bring 10 students and they work with 10 students from another school nearby at that company for the day, and they get to experience it, they get to eat the food, they get to see the offices, see what innovation is like, and actually work on projects that are similar to what they do at that company. So that's one of the options that we have. But STEMillions is our new program that we've been piloting this year, actually, and we'll launch kind of in earnest next year, but sign up is open if there are girls in your school that want to run it. But it's actually girls running these STEM clubs with the support of a teacher, so we're empowering the girls to be those role models and to be the STEM leaders, and we call them chief STEMillions officers, and they are actually running their STEMillions clubs for boys and girls in their schools, and bringing in those female role models and relating them to parts of the curriculum, but also to careers, really. And again, that's another program that's free for girls pretty much anywhere. So we've had girls as far as India and Canada sign up, and Scotland is a lot closer than those two. And they are able to run that with the support of a teacher who they kind of make sure that they've got access to a classroom at the right time and all the rest of it. But it is really for the girls to take that initiative and to be able to demonstrate themselves as STEM leaders and inspiring and helping and coordinating the work of others.
I think you've really given us a flavour, Anne-Marie, of how inspiring and innovative the staff and the ideas are within STEMETS. Can you give us an idea about where the organisation might be moving in the future, and also about a bit more about how you use IT? You know, you've talked about the app, but you seem to be real leaders in terms of using IT to actually inspire others to get involved in the STEM subjects and careers.
Sure. So next year for us is definitely going to be pushing a lot harder on empowering the girls themselves to make that change, but also looking at how we can use media. So we had the launch of we did a kind of a series of previews of our documentary across a number of different schools across the country earlier this year around International Women's Day, and it's our documentary from a project we did a couple of years ago, actually, where we had young female entrepreneurs working together and living under one roof. So we're looking a little bit more at how we can use TV and the traditional media, actually, to make sure that this social norm around women, technical women, is being broken down. So, you know, one of our ideas has been to get a technical character into EastEnders, and we've had another TV show commissioned for script writing by the BBC that's around, it's almost a sitcom, actually, around girls coding and teenage girls coding. So we're looking a lot more at how we can do that and be able to shift the culture at the top level, in addition to the grassroots work that we do. But in terms of using IT as well to underpin what we're up to, I think it's really important. We're teaching the girls to use technology for good and also helping them use it to solve problems. And we're actually using technology to help us solve our own problems. So whether that's looking at how we measure impact or how we stay in touch with the girls, which is via this app, and also measuring impact, which is via the app, but also how we're able to support them more using this digital platform. I think, you know, there are so many resources out there. There are so many blogs and so many YouTube channels and so many articles that go out. It can often be hard to kind of navigate which events to go to or what opportunities there are or who you can read about. So us being able to distill it into this app, where we're able to, again, offer freebies and goodies. We run weekly competitions on the app, has been a great way for us to do it. And then we have a great system in the back that's able to help us know when the girls have made it. So we partner with Salesforce, who of course do the CRM, but instead of us using it for customers, which is what it's normally used for by other companies, we use it to make sure that we know that the girls are staying in touch, and also that we're able to see when the girls have made it. So recently, actually, we noticed this with one particular girl who had been along to an event at the very beginning, who now is working at one of our partner companies and is now signed up to be a mentor. And we're able to see that loop is closing using the IT systems as well.
And just finally, Anne-Marie, you know, the organisation's been going for several years now, and as we said, you know, you've been there right from the start. You talk with such enthusiasm, you know, even now down the line, you know, to what extent is it still, is that desire and the passion for STEM still burning away inside you?
I think it's very much so. I think the more we do, the more it burns. I think... No, for me, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. I could never have imagined that I'd be here on the phone to you in 4 years' time when we kick things off. I would have never imagined we'd be at number 10 by the end of our first year, sharing what we'd learned and what we'd seen. And I think for me, the more that we work with the girls, the more that it reinforces this is something that we need to do. But sadly, in 4 years, even though there has been progress, even though, you know, the numbers are now going up rather than going down, I think it's still something that I'm still frustrated, I guess, that we don't have any kind of proper competitors, or it hasn't become more of a mainstream thing, even amongst other STEM programs. So I think it's something that, you know, the fire still burns, because I can't take my pedal off the accelerator, as it were, until I know that there's someone that's there that's gonna take it on, or until we know that it's become something that's part of best practice. So for me, it's still going, because we still have those girls and young women. As much as we might want to change the system, and as much as we have to, and we need to make sure that we institutionalize, you know, a fairer and more equitable way for girls to participate in the sciences, you know, there are millions of girls who are there now who will never reap that benefit. And so we're wanting to make sure we can fill that gap until the system works out and sorts itself out and becomes a slightly better space for, you know, people from all kinds of backgrounds, not even necessarily just girls, to be able to participate in STEM correctly.
I'm sure, Anne-Marie, you've given listeners so much inspiration, but things to think about in terms of where they could take this in the future. So, you know, whether it's a teacher, a teacher parent, a parent or a student that comes across this audio, where would be the first place to go to find out how to access and to get involved in all of this?
Yeah, the best place would be stemets.org, and that's one M in the middle of the stemets. And two T's at the end. So the best place would be STEMETS, or if you just search Girls in STEM, will come up. And come along. I think there's nothing like having that STEMET experiencing, having the free food, coming along, having a bit of fun, and meeting these women in that kind of environment. It's incredibly impactful, not even just for the girls. And that's the important thing to remember as well. It's these girls don't make these decisions in a vacuum. It is all about the influencers and the parents and the teachers and their peers around them. So do come along, do come and get stuck in.
Thanks, Anne-Marie. I really hope that listeners retweet and share and do whatever with this audio once it's up online. It's been an absolute privilege having you on the show, Anne-Marie, and best wishes for the future.
Thank you very much, David, and hello to everyone that's listening. Thank you for listening.